Hi, it's Abby Smith with you. The curve is continuing to flatten with just 13 new cases of the coronavirus across the country in the past 24 hours and one of an unknown source. Health Minister Greg Hunt says they're aiming to get the infection rate down further.
Effective transmission rate of below one. We are continuing to see that. We have not got to where we want to be. We're working towards the May 11 assessment of the National Cabinet. But that continued suppression of the virus is proceeding. The rest of the world would want to be us.
More than 2.8 million Aussies have downloaded the COVID Safe tracing app since it was launched on Sunday. PM Scott Morrison is urging those who have the app to spread the word and encourage more people to get it to ensure social distancing restrictions can be eased. A national mental health plan will be released by the end of the week to help Aussies cope with the downside of social distancing. The isolation measures are helping the country fight COVID-19, but have had a detrimental impact on mental health. National Mental Health Commission CEO Christine Morgan says services have been ramped up for at-risk groups.
Support services for our older Australians, for our younger Australians who are particularly challenged with the breaks in their education, our Indigenous Australians, our emergency frontline workers. And we have seen, as we anticipated, that there has been an increase in services.
And how's this for a lucky escape? Northern Territory Police say a 23-year-old has survived a croc attack in Arnhem Land overnight by holding onto mangroves. He walked away with some minor cuts to his upper thigh. To sport, the World Surf League has announced a massive shake-up for when it emerges from COVID-19 hibernation. From next year, a single-day event will decide the world champion for the men's and women's world tour. WSL Chief Eric Logan telling Fox Sports they were prompted to change after the thrilling finish to last season's title chase.
Pipeline 2019 with Italo Ferreira and Gabriel Medina, these two gentlemen competing for the world title, that moment really sort of galvanized the sport. It was the largest, most consumed heat in the history of professional surfing.